This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchem Abom, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavu Masech Teksubis. We're learning Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph. We know we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that when there's Malkus and Mamayn, you give Malkus. However, that's only if you were warned we're actually administering Malkus. But if you don't actually administer Malkus, the sin that is that could incur Malkus had you been warned is not enough to pater you from Mamayn. Rabbi Reish Lakish is of the opinion that even the Avera that is Chayiv Malkus, had you been warned, would pater you from Mamayn. Likewise, by Misa, there's a Machlokes. Reish Lakish holds, just the Avera that could be Chayiv Misa, had you been warned, would pater you from Mamayn. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, only Din Asayin, only actually being Chayiv Misa, but not the sin that could incur a Chayiv Misa. So they argue by Misa and by Malkus. Esrei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk says, "V'lo yeh asoin anosh yanesh." If a man intended to strike one person and he struck a pregnant woman, if she didn't die, but rather he killed the vlados, there is a monetary responsibility. Anosh yanesh. Then you pay money. If you didn't kill the mother, then you pay money. That implies, but if you did kill the mother, you would be pater from Mamayn. My lav asoin mamish, is it not, if you kill the mother, even without warning, as long as you kill her, you're pater. Says Gemara, loy din asoin. Rabbi Yochanan would say back, no, that's only if you kill the mother with a din asoin, in a way that you would be liable to the death penalty. Not any way that you kill the mother, not any way. If there is an asayin, you're pater from mamayin, but only if there's an asayin that would, exempt, only if there's an asayin that you would actually be chayiv misa. Now, Tosis points out something very important over here, because the next part of the pasuk, it says, im asayin yiyeh, v'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh. If there is an asayin, meaning, if you kill the person you intended to kill, then we kill you. That's definitely din asayin, which would then mean the seifa would not be like the reisha, because the reisha would be, according to Reish Lakish, at least in the question, would be asayin mamish, would be any way that you kill the person, and the seifa would be din asayin. Nevertheless, it's okay, meaning the two asayins are not parallel. Now, this point of Tosis is needed for the Ika Da'amri. Ika Da'amri, Esrei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now, this version, Rabbi Yochanan is asking Reish Lakish, V'lo yiyah asayin anoshe anesh. If there will not be an asayin, then you pay money, which implies if there is an asayin, then you're pater. My lav din asayin, is it not only, you're only pater if there's a din asayin where you would be chayiv misa? Now, why would you assume din asayin? How do you have a right to go on the offense and assume din asayin? The answer is like Tosha said, because the next pasuk, there the word asayin is din asayin. So in the ratio also, asayin is din asayin. And Reish Lakish says back, lo asayin mamish. There it's, you would be pater from money any time you would kill the woman. Okay. Now, this version of the Machlokes is assuming that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue that whether it's Malkus, whether it's Misa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to actually be Chayiv Malkus or Misa to pater you from Mamayn. And Reish Lakish would say, even if you merely did the act, that would pater you from Mamayn. So, Amar Rava, Umiyikul Amad Amar Chayavim, Misa Shogigin Chayavim, would anyone have an opinion that if you kill someone b'shoigeg, you would be chayiv mamayin? Meaning right now we're saying Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you kill someone b'shoigeg and you're not actually chayiv misa, then you would be chayiv mamayin. Really? Does anybody hold that? Does anyone actually hold that you have to actually be chayiv misa to pater you from a simultaneous chayiv mamayin? V'hatanad v'chizkia, it was taught in the Academy of Chizkia. Now this is very interesting, I still don't know the answer to this, but the end of last week's parsha by the Mekalel, where Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with the Mekalel, whether he was chayiv misa or not, And he go and he, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Wait a second." He asks Ribbono Shel, and the Ribbono Shel says, "Yeah, noikev shem Hashem moisyumas." And then Hashem like throws in extra halachas that have nothing to do with the case at hand. Hashem says, "If you hit a behema, you got to pay. If you hit an adam, you chayv misa." One of the impoundables this week was why that Moshe wasn't asking about that. Moshe never had a question about mishpatim. Moshe had one question: what's the din of Makalel? Why is Hashem throwing in extra halachas? The answer is because Hashem knew in the year 5783, after Parshas Emor, we're going to learn this Gemara. So now we'll be prepared to learn this Gemara. That's definitely one of the reasons. The Gemara says, "Va'tanad beChizkiya," the end of last week's Parsha, "Make Adam u'make behema." It compares Make Adam to Make behema. It says, "U'make behema yishalamena, u'make Adam yumas." But I hope you feel the unusualness of this pasuk, because it's in response to what to do to the Makalel. But it says, "Make behema yishalmena, umake adam yumas." So it says, "Make adam, make behema." So we're comparing make adam to make behema. We know when you hit a behema, you're always chayav mamon, however you do it. B'mezid, b'shoigeg, upward, downward, warned, not warned. And we know that when you kill a person, you're very often pater from mamain. So the Gemara says, "Ma makah behima loichi lakta by bein b'shogi bein b'mezid bein b'meskaven l'shein meskaven bein derech yirida l'derech aliyah." Just like if you hit an animal, there's no difference whether you do it b'shogig, whether you do it b'mezid, whether you do it meskaven, whether you do it ein meskaven, whether you do it in a downward motion, whether you do it in an upward motion, to exempt you from money, meaning it's not to exempt you from mammon, it's not always that you're exempt from mammon, irrespective of how you hit the behema, but rather ela lechayv mammon, but rather to obligate you mammon. Af make adam, so too, if you hit a person and you kill a person, loy tachlik, we're not going to differentiate, boy, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, whether you kill b'shogeg or b'mezid, bein miskan l'shem miskan, whether you intended or you didn't intend, bein derech yirida derech aliyah, whether you did it in a downward motion or upward motion, l'chayvoy mamayin, it's not to say you're always chayiv mamayin, because we know for sure if you do it b'mezid b'hasra, you're pater ela l'paitra mamayin, to exempt you from money. So it's comparing hitting an animal to killing a person. Just like when you hit an animal, you're always chayiv money. When you kill a person, you'll always be pater from mamon. And that's against the current understanding in Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would be chayiv mamon if you kill someone b'shogeg or without hasra. So now the Gemara therefore is going to say that when it comes to chayiv misa, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish always agree, when you do an act that could have been mechayiv yumisa with hasra or b'miskavein, you'll be pater from mamayin whether you were warned or whether you did it b'miskavein. The machloikis is only going to be by Malkus. Eliki also Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar, he said, "Chayave miso shogigin kule amaloi pligi dipturin." Everyone agrees if you kill someone b'shogig, you're going to be exempt. Meaning, if you do an act b'shoigig that you would have been chay misa had you did b'mezid, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you're pater. What do they argue about? They argue about Malkus. Ki pligi b'chayavei Malkus. They argue about chayavei Malkus. Shoigigin. Whether if you do an act that had you done it b'mezid, you'd be chay Malkus, and now you do it b'shoigig, ki pligi b'chayavei Malkus shoigigin v'davar acher. They argue, if you're chayiv Malkus, if you do an act, the shoigeg, that you would have been chayiv malchus had you didn't be mazed, and you simultaneously have a monetary responsibility. So they only argue by malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chay, Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv mamon, because chayiv misois iskash, only a chayiv misa is iskash to hitting an animal. We only say, just like when you hit an animal, you're chayiv mamon, so too, when you kill an adam, you're always pater from mamon. But chayiv malkias lo iskash, we never had a similar comparison for chayiv malkias. Chayiv malkias is not compared. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, pater, you're exempt. Why? Beferosh ribsa Taira chayave malkiyos kechayave misais, because the Torah explicitly included chayave malkis kechayave misais. Rabbi Yochanan said the Torah never compared chayave malkiyos to Makei Behema. Reish Lakish says, no, the Torah explicitly included that Chayove Malkios is like Chayove Mises. And just like Chayove Mises will pater you from Mamein, Chayove Malkios will pater you from Mamein. So the question is, where did the Torah explicitly include Chayove Malkios ke Chayove Mises? Heichan Ribsa Torah. Says Gemara, Amar Abaye Asya Rasha Rasha. We're going to make a Gzeir Shava Rasha Rasha. So even a Rasha has a good purpose in this world. For a Gzeir Shava, where it says by Chayove Misois Asher Hu Rasha Lamos, and it says by Chayove Malkios Vahoya Imbin Hakois HaRasha. Just like Chayove Misois will pater you from Mamein, always, Chayove Malkios will pater you from Mamein. Rava says, Asya Maka Maka. We make a Gzeir Shava Maka Maka. How so? We make a gzeir shava maka maka. Meaning we don't have to compare chayave misois to chayave malkois. We don't have to say malkois is compared to misois. No, malkois itself is compared to behema. Because by malkois it says maka. We don't need to make a gzeir shava from chayave misois. It says maka by hitting a person. And it says maka by hitting a behema. It says Maka by Chayove Malkias and it says Maka by Behema. So Rav Papa said, really? Amar le Rav Papa, le Rava, hi Maka. Where does it say Maka? Ilema umaka Behema Yushalmena. Umake Adam Yumas. That's not by Chayove Malkias, that's by Chayove Misais. Hi be Katoliksiv, that's by Chayove Misais. Ella, rather, hi Maka. It says Maka Nefesh Behema Yushalmena. It says if you hit an animal, you pay. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Soul for a soul, you pay money. And in juxtaposition to that, it says, v'samachle v'ish ki yitein mum ba'amisoi. And if a man will inflict a wound against his friend, ka'asharasa, as he did, ken yiyasa loish, so should be done to him. So Gemara says, okay, that's very nice, but it doesn't say maka there by hitting a person. By that, chayav malkus, it doesn't say maka. It says mum, v'hai lav maka hi. So Gemara says, what are you being such a stickler for the word maka? It says hitting an animal, and juxtaposed to that is hitting an adam. How do you think you inflict a mum? Meaning, juxtaposed to hitting an animal is hitting a person. Anan haka haka kami. What we mean is not the word maka. We mean the concept of hitting.
And it's not like Zereshava.
Correct. He meant...
Isn't the
Gzer
Shava better?
Yeah, Gzer Shava is better, but we don't need to make... The Gzer Shava is a little bit roundabout. Namely, you're comparing Malkus to Misa, and Misa is compared to Maki Behema. This Smichos is saying, Malkus itself is juxtaposed to hitting an animal. We don't have to go three steps. We don't have to go Malkus to Misa, to animal. We go Malkus to animal. So the Gemara just asks one simple question. The pasuk of V'ish ki yitein mum ba'amisai is not a chiyuv Malkus. It's talking about hitting a person to which you're chayuv mamain. So we're not even comparing chiyuv Malkus to hitting an animal. V'ha ki kasiv b'chayva b'chaveru d'ksiv. It's written by someone who hits his friend. And if you hit your friend, you're paying money. That's the classic case of paying money, not getting Malkus. So what are we talking about? That it's talking about Malkus. It's not talking about Malkus. It's talking about Chayvah B'chaveira. Says the Gemara, Im Einoi Inyin Lahaka Sheyesh Ba Shava Pruta Tnehu Inyin Lahaka She'ein Ba Shava Pruta. If it's not needed for hitting someone that is worth a pruta, and for tashlumen, because after that pasuk in last week's parasha, it says in pasuk the pasuk v'ish ki yitein mum ba'amisa kasher asa keni yasa is talking about is not needed for someone who hits his friend shava pruta, because right after that it says. Kain yina sein bai. Kain yina sein bai. say, where do we have that? We have the pasuk Kein Yinasein Bay, which is talking about where you hit someone that is a Shava Pruta. So this pasuk is not needed for hitting someone that is where it's Shava Pruta. So we could say it's talking about where you hit him where it's not a Shava Pruta. So therefore, and therefore when you hit your friend where it's not a Shava Pruta, you're Chayiv Malkus. And juxtaposed to that is Maka Behema. It says, Maki nefesh behema yishalmena, nefesh tachas nefesh, ve'ish ki yitein mum ba'amisoi, ka'asher asa, ken ye aseloi, and that's not needed for a case where you hit your friend a shava pruta, because the next pasuk, or of ken ye nasein ba, is where you hit your friend a shava pruta. So we're talking about where you hit your friend where it's ein boi pruta, where you're chayiv malkus, and juxtaposed to that is maka behema. So the Gemara, which we'll see later tonight, asks the obvious question, because Soif, lav bar tashluminhu. The case is, the reason why you're not paying money is not because the Chi of Malkus exempts you. It's because you didn't hit him in a man. You weren't chayiv mamon to begin with. It's talking about where you hit him, and it's ein bo shava pruta. So that's why you're pater from mamon. We could only compare it to Maka Behema, where you hit someone, and you're Chayiv Malkus, where there's no simultaneous monetary payment. But how do you have a right to say that applies where there's also a simultaneous monetary payment? And the Gemara says, well, we'll say it's talking about where while you hit your friend, you also tore his clothing. Okay? We'll hold it over here, and we'll see Lamed Hei Amed Beis later this evening. Okay? Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.